July 2nd, 1900. With her sufferings, Louisa holds back a chastisement. I continue to be embittered and afflicted, as though dazed. This morning he did not come at all. The confessor came and placed the intention of the crucifixion. At first, Blessed Jesus did not concur, but then, after I prayed him to deign to let me obey, he just barely made himself seen and told me, "What do you want? Why do you want to do violence to me by force when it is necessary to chastise the peoples?" And I, "Lord, it is not me, it is the obedience that wants it so." And he, "Well then, since it is obedience, I want to share with you my crucifixion. And in the meantime, I want to refresh myself a little bit." While saying this, he shared with me the pains of the cross. And while I was suffering, Jesus placed himself near me and seemed to refresh himself quite a bit. Now, while I was in this position together with him, he showed me a cloud in the air, pitch black, approaching from one point, such that it struck terror and fright at the mere sight. And everyone was saying, "This time we die." While all were terrified, a refulgent cross rose from between me and Jesus, and advancing against that storm, put it to flight for the most part, so much so that the people seemed to calm down. I cannot tell for sure, but it seems to me that it was a hurricane accompanied by bolts of lightning and by hail so violent as to have the power to sweep factories away. And the cross which dispelled it, in great part, seemed to be my little suffering, which Jesus has shared with me. May the Lord be blessed, and may everything be for his glory and honor.